Aprende idiomas con The Language Coach, un espacio para hablar de todo lo relacionado con el aprendizaje de los idiomas, estrategias, trucos, consejos, experiencias. Hoy tenemos idioma inglés, charlas con Aaron. Can you tell us a little bit about being engaged professionally? What is that all about?
So for example, I'm engaged in this conversation right now, just to use it as a verb. And to be engaged professionally, yeah, it means to be like aware. It means that you're plugged in. It means you're active, actively participating. So when I was a teacher, a classroom teacher, for example, it was really important to me that my students were engaged in the classroom. Not just because they were like scared and felt like they needed to be paying attention, but because they truly, to be engaged is to truly be paying attention and to truly care and to want to be paying attention.
So you're definitely connected when you're engaged.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about a long-term goal of yours? What could be a long-term goal of yours?
Yeah, one of my long-term goals is to own multiple properties around the world and to be able to rent them out and as income streams.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, yeah, one of my long-term goals is to actually have time to write more. I guess that would be, well, eventually that will happen. When you talk about a win-win situation, what does that mean? Oh, it's a win-win. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, a win-win situation is a really positive thing. It means that everybody involved or both sides involved are going to be happy and satisfied. So a win-win, if something is a win-win, then do it.
Do it, yeah. Like business-wise, it's basically both sides gain. Now, we've spoken a lot about your experience being a teacher, but what experience did you gain that you thought, that you still think, well, that was invaluable for me?
Yeah, teaching, I think teaching was my first career. So I was 22 when I started. And I think one of the main lessons I learned, I wasn't prepared for this, like being in the adult world, I didn't realize that there was such a range of engagement among adults in the working world, right? Because as a kid, you're like, oh, well, adults are responsible. Like yeah. Adults know everything, or adults are in charge. And then when you become an adult, you realize that adults don't know what they're doing either, and that's okay. Now that I'm an adult, so, like I don't always know what I'm doing. So I think that was kind of like one of the most valuable things that I learned in teaching, is that you can always continue learning. Like the teachers don't know everything. Me as the teacher, I don't know everything. There's always something for me to learn from another adult or from a student or from a child. So there's no reason to ever stop trying or ever stop learning, and life can always change and get better. And I think that's kind of teaching taught me that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's invaluable. To be honest with you, when I was growing up, the whole notion of life was, well, you study hard, you get good grades, you go to a good school. Once you get good grades at that school, you will apply for a job and you will stick and stay at that job for ever and ever until you retire and you basically get your pension. Now we know the world has changed, and there was one concept. I still remember my father telling me, "Oh, doctors, they have such a hard job because they constantly need to be studying." And like, of course, I'm not gonna compare my job to a doctor's. I mean, they do have a very stressful and it's a very complex job. I definitely wasn't born to be a doctor. Like if I see one of those episodes of Grey's Anatomy or something like that, I will just like faint. But I guess my feeling is that it doesn't matter what professional path you've taken, you're constantly are in need of studying and of developing. What is your view about that, Aaron?
Yeah, I think definitely true. And I think especially in the technological world that we live in today, And even if you are unemployed, like say you don't have a job, you still, if you have an iPhone or if you have a smartphone, you're still learning when a new update happens on that phone. So there's always constant room for learning. And yeah, that's funny that you said your dad said that life works the way that it works, because that's how I was raised as well. And I really feel like in the past like 10 years or so, we've really had a huge shift in that. And I'm almost kind of happy that I still did the whole bachelor's master's degree thing, because now it's like, I don't know, it seems there are more opportunities, but it seems a little riskier or a little less clear cut of like, what do you do if it's not something that applies to your degree? You know, it's like,
yeah,
there's more room to be creative. So there's more freedom, but it's less clear cut.
I agree with you. And I think a lot of the kids nowadays might eventually decide not to go to college. And if they don't go to college, of course, forget about the possibility of having a master's degree. And in terms of financials, it might make sense, but we might be considering the possibility or facing a generation of people who just basically did not go to college. And it's kind of like, I don't know if it's scary, but it's kind of like, well, this is kind of weird. So who knows what will happen. Now, something I wanted to ask you is, a lot of people who speak Spanish, they say, oh, I went to university and my career at university was, I don't know, history. Is that correct? Or what is, okay.
Yeah, it's not your career, it's your major. So you would say my major was philosophy or my major was history. You could also say my focus was, I suppose, but in the United States, if you have a bachelor's in history, you would say, yeah, I went to university and my major was history.
Okay.
And really in the States, we don't really say I went to university. That's more European. We say I went to college.
What would your career be?
Yeah, your career is your job. So you could have a job or a career. And a career is just a little bit more elevated than a job in that I could have had a career as a teacher, right? I did have a career, 5-year career as a teacher. I could have kept teaching and that would have been my career. When I talk about how I used to work for the eye doctor, that wasn't a career at all. For me, that was a job because I was only in high school and college. So it was just a part-time job. Even if I worked full-time, still that wouldn't be my career because it's not what I focused on and it's not my lifelong, like, it's not my life's work.
When you know someone inside out, what does that mean?
It means you know them really, really well. So this person who called me a bum, I know him inside out. And so this comment was not offensive to me because I know that he's just in that rat race culture. And so that he doesn't understand, you know, what I'm doing.
Fair enough.
And that's okay.
Well, that's okay. We're making a name for ourselves. Whereas sometimes employees, they can be really good within the company, but outside, in the outside world, it's tough. And one of the tougher things that I found as an English teacher working in corporations is to see when people are given the sack. What does that mean?
Yeah, when you're given the sack, when you get sacked, it means you are fired.
You're let go. That's not very nice. Now, I do like the way the British say it. It's like, I've been made redundant, it's like, well, listen, yeah, we don't need your services anymore. So if you stay in the company one more day, you're redundant. It's like, well, yeah, it's terrible. It's like, oh,
that's so harsh.
Yeah, it's very harsh. It's like, I'm just like basically a peg in the machine, you know, it's weird. Muchas gracias por estar en Aprende Idiomas con The Language Coach, un espacio para aprender todo sobre idiomas, inglés, español, francés, portugués, polaco. Hoy estuvimos hablando del inglés, estuvimos charlando con Erin. Me encanta tenerlos aquí con The Language Coach.